Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. This is where you at. You're on Heart to Heart on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. And this is how we say hello. Is it good morning? I nearly said good morning. For me, it's a morning. I don't know about you, but for me, it's a good morning because the mornings are the best times of the day. The mornings are the best times of the day. I love mornings. And so it's always a good morning because it brings joy. A refreshed view about whatever that one was facing yesterday, and it brings hope because it's a new day. Yeah, fresh anointing, fresh everything. So I love mornings, and they're the best part of my day. So if you meet me at 6 o'clock and I say good morning to you, do not be puzzled. I have told you that I love mornings. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful December Monday. And it's the 8th of December, 2025. And it's a Monday. You know that Mondays are all about love, right? They are all about the heart. So even this Monday, we still write the matters of the heart, issues of the heart. And I am so delighted about today's topics because they are married to each other. They are married to each other. And but by three different speakers, but married to each other one way or another. You have been on this journey with us, together with Reverend Archibald Malungwane and Reverend Ernest Kwadi, where we were talking, and we have been talking about the common challenges that are there in marriages. We've spoken about the in-laws, we've spoken about step parenting, and now one of the common challenges that's there has to do with finances. We are going to get into that. And but now we are looking at it post-marriage. Post-marriage. But we are also going to focus on this particular matter from pre-marriage, during the pre-marital counseling, together with Advocate Rufus Malachi, or should I say Reverend Rufus Malachi. So we'll be looking at that. We, together with him, have been talking about, we've been focusing on pre-marital counseling. We started it last week, where we're focusing on the things that are covered in pre-marital counseling. If you remember before, we spoke about what is marriage and why did we go that route? Because we wanted to explain the difference between a wedding and a marriage and how to prepare for a marriage, because a lot of people prepare for the wedding and forget to prepare for the marriage. And sometimes what we do wrong is that we want them to take in everything within about maybe a month, a week, 2 months. And these people are so excited because now they have paid lobola. Now everything is ready. They have paid the caterers. The dress is ready. So they can't think about anything else except for the festivities, except for the celebration. That's all they are thinking about. And you try to cancel and cancel, but they can't hear you. They are not there. Why? Because they are so excited about what's coming, which is the wedding. And so at the end of the day, you meet some of these things inside. And that's when now we are talking to Pastor Ernest Kwadi and Pastor Archibald Malungwane. See, but we want to help you prevent some of these things together with Advocate Rufus Malachi. So do join us today. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait. So in a short while, I'll be joined by Reverend Ernest Kwadi and Reverend Archibald Malungwane as we're focusing on these and become part of our discussions. Let's talk about these. Tell us how you made it through, what God helped you through as a couple, and where your finances are concerned. And this will help other couples as well. This will help them as well. So, yeah, do join us. The lines will be opened from the onset. If you got questions, you can also send them, because the WhatsApp number and the SMS number and the, what do we call it again? What is that? What do we call it again? Telegram, yes, the Telegram number is also opened. So you can use the 082-657-2729 for a Telegram, and our WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. You can also send us your SMS to 37871, and we will read your message, respond accordingly. So yeah, do join us. Let's just have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, learning. I love the fact that God brings these to us in a very relaxed manner, and sometimes also humorous. You know, there's humor in it. And he's teaching us, and it's a beautiful way of learning. So let's be the learners, the listeners, and also the doers of the word. Not only listening and learning, but also do. But also do. Put it into practice. Put it into practice. We are going to take the sounds of Sir Martino Malembe, and the title of the song is Lord, I Thank You. And these will be followed by Make a Way. This is Spirit of Praise featuring Matima Muremi. And then afterwards, I'm talking to Reverend Archibald Malungwane and Reverend Ernest Khwadi.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM. At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
It is 657 AM. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. And you're with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan else will be with you on something else. And afterwards, Lou Komkweri Puti with you on Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. Then you're joined by Dwayne. But yeah, we gave you awesome sounds right here on Heart to Heart. Awesome sounds coming there from the Spirit of Praise featuring Matima Muremi and the song Make a Way. And before that, it was Sir Martino Malembe and the song Lord, I Thank You. I'm delighted. Kinali Muruti. I have Muruti Archibald Malungwani and Muruti Ernest Khwadi. Muruti is also clapping. Yeah. So we're saying to the family of Radio Pulpit, it's the last one for this season, for this month.
Yeah.
And for 2025 today.
Amen. Yeah, that's so true, Sibongile. It is the last one, but we are still connected together in the spirit.
Yes.
And we are praying together with family.
Yes.
And we can't leave you out. And we will be always, you know, remembering and continuing to pray with all, you know, our brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow. Amen. I know that the family has said it. And you remember I had to call you back. I'm like, Mtelan Buyeni.
Yeah.
Because the family is like, Babi Bafundisi Sibongile. Where's Pastor Ernest? Where's Pastor Archibald?
Yeah.
And so it has been an awesome, awesome blessing to have you in studio ministering to us in 2025.
Yeah.
And wish you all of God's best throughout this month and in the coming year. I can't wait to see what God has in store for us through your voices in 2026.
26 in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you're not going to be resting. Is the time for resting for pastors? Do pastors rest?
Yo.
You know, it's a challenge.
Mm.
You know, we resting is too little.
Yo.
Because remember, some Christians leave.
Yeah.
And we must remain with the gogos.
Eish, yes.
Yeah, try to nest the gogos.
You take gogos. Care of the sheep, really.
Yes, yeah,
you
because really the gogos are around. The young people can go around, go to trips.
Eish.
And we have just this little rest.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have much rest.
Eish.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Muruti Malungwane is correct.
Eish,
you know, the time is too little. But we just need an ample time, but unfortunately you cannot get that ample time.
Yeah.
Even during your holiday, you know, season, you will still be called.
I hear something.
Yes. And you can't say no.
You should leave your phones with me.
Yeah, no, I think that's
you
the
should
best.
Leave your
that's
phones with one. Me. Yeah. And go on holiday. Now you have to pray for us, and you're in Mauritius, in Dubai.
Yes.
At times
you have to delegate people to say, do this
and asbafuni. Yeah. We want you.
Asbafuni. Yeah. Well, the pastor must be here. Yeah. Hey.
But yes, thank you so much for loving God's sheep this way. And as you're taking care of his sheep, may he always take care of you. But today we are talking finances as one of the common challenges. I thought that couples had it easy. They could work things out when it comes to finances, especially if we are both earning good salaries, working good jobs. But I recently found out that some of the people don't know how much their spouses are earning. Why? Why are we not naked with each other and transparent?
Yeah.
You know, if it didn't start right from the beginning, it becomes a huge problem.
Mm. The beginning as in like the jawling phase?
Yeah, as in like just prior before you marry.
Yeah.
If it didn't begin there, that nakedness, it brings a problem.
Matter why?
Yeah, it brings a problem. And number two, the imbalance of who earns what, you know? It becomes a challenge again. Who earns what, you know? So it takes that grace where you reach a point of commonness, where you are able to be naked with it, because you are faced with challenges, especially when you start life from scratch, like some of us.
Yeah.
You know, you start from nothing.
You know,
you find that the other one is working, the other one is not
working. It's not working.
Yeah. And this one was working. He will try his best.
Mm.
But you find that the other one, when he gets a job,
they hide everything.
Then for that person to come into the party now, it's a problem.
I thought love made things easy.
Yeah.
Muruti, is like, no.
Yeah, no. Actually, since money affects almost every facet, you know, of daily life, I mean, I'm talking about from the long-term goals, you know, to the household management. Money is one of the most frequent causes of marital discord.
Mm.
In other words, it is really causes measure in other couples' problems.
Okay.
I mean, we are talking about couples struggling to, differences in terms of expectations, also communication styles, you know. I mean, we're talking about the values, the numbers, you know, themselves. They really, or the figures, they really contribute in terms of the marital problems. And some of the causes will include, you know, the load in terms of the debts, dikoloto. The family has a lot of problems, and you know, these debts, they create problems in terms of communication. The couple is now no longer able to communicate well because they are having, you know,
bills
that they need to take care. And unfortunately, you know, if someone misses, you know, to pay certain bills and so on, doesn't communicate to say, this month, you know what, I'm not able to. So the other one will find out when the bank is calling to say, but you owe owe the car, you owe the house, you did not pay this and that, then those things, they really bring challenges. But now, my emphasis is that in as much as we're talking about common challenges and, you know, the financial aspect is one other common challenge, we also need to emphasize the issue of, you know, being able to communicate well. If we can master the art of communicating well, Sibongile, some of the financial problems, even when we acknowledge to say we do have financial constraints, but communication is vital, is very much important. If we are able to even communicate our financial struggles, it alleviates problems that which we have. But unfortunately, most of the couples, you know, they do
have
not,
an issue with communication.
They have an issue with communication.
Mara, what I don't understand is that why would it be so easy for me to tell my mom about everything where my finances are concerned, but not my husband? Like, my mom knows that I have a what do we call it, credit with Wahoo and Ing and Ing. And, and she knows that, okay, this month she can't afford. My husband doesn't know, or my wife doesn't know. How come?
That's a problem. That is why then between the two parties,
yeah,
if there's no one who's truly able to manage the finance, because between the two, you find the other one has the expertise to can finance the money. The other one just spends money anyhow. So that's where the problem is. And now you find people, they are tempted by different things out there when they are supposed to buy. And there's this fear that if I can tell her, she would say no. So the best, let me act outside her knowledge.
Are we afraid that, you know, they will leave us?
Yes. Not even leave you. There'll be no approval. Okay. And I want this thing.
Oh, like the ones who are spenders.
Yes. And then if it doesn't approve, that means I'm not going to get it.
And that's why we buy things and hide
so
them.
Let me buy and hide at the end of the day, you know? And then vice versa. If it's a man, maybe wants to buy some rims for the car, but he knows, he can see how the budgets are going, and then he thinks, hey, my wife won't approve it.
Let's see if a family member is talking to us on the line, and then come back to you, Baruti. Hi, family. How are you?
Hi, this is Bongile Ninjanda.
Siyaphila babu nkosi, wenu njani?
Ujesu inkosi yabo, sibafundisi bam ninjanda.
Siyaphila ninjani babu nkosi?
Siphila kakhulu babu nkosi, siyabonga.
Siyabonga bafundisi bami. Nikhuluma ngento eserious kakhulu. And ngithande umbuzo kaSisi Sibongile ukuthi why uyakhona ukukhuluma nabo bonke abantu mara ukhona ukukhuluma nespouse sakho. Inkinga Sisi Sibongile ukuthi sisebenza ukublamana.
Hey son.
Ngiyasaba ngoba uzongiblama. Angeke ancedisane nami kule nkinga. Inkinga eyakho Sisi Sibongile yefinance ngiyibala kude eyakho, ayisiyone yethu.
Okay.
That's why uma wena uza ngenkinga yakho yefinance ngizokublama.
Uyasihlupha. Wena nenkinga yakho.
Ya, kunokuthi sibambisane ngizwisise ukuthi le nkinga obhekene nayo eyethu sobabili, ayisiyone yakho. Amanye inkinga ilapho Sisi Sibongile, ngobe umzali wami kulula, udadewethu kulula, nomngani wami kulula ukuthi ngingakhuluma naye. Uzongicebisa wena, uzongiblame, angeke umcebise ngalutho. Uzongiblame, vele wena unjalo, umoshe imali. Kunokuthi uthe no manje senza njani, akusingcono sithathe lapha nalapha siyotise la. Hayi, asenzi njalo. Ngiblame wena, yavele wena umoshe imali. Ya, wenzeni ngale mali? Why sokunenkinga yemali suddenly? Inkinga ilapho Sisi Sibongile.
Communications. Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. Sure, Babu Nkosi says our couples fail to to look at the challenge as ours, but now it becomes an individual challenge when the other one has financial issues. It now doesn't become our problem, it becomes their problem, and they're the ones who are bringing problems into a marriage. So he says, then people, because they are afraid of being blamed, so they'd rather keep quiet. But what I see here, it's communication.
I think Pastor Kwadi puts it very well. If communication is not there, you know, the Bible says love has no fear. So if we immediately start fearing to communicate in whatever you want to do with finance to each other, then that's going to create problems. Because when you start communicating, they rather not approve you, but you have communicated. Unlike doing it secret without telling the other partner. The worst part, if there's no communication, when the other party is in trouble, this is where you see others going to loans and other things without the involvement of the partner. And when things are bad now, is then this the person when he's cornered is now communicating now. To say I'm in trouble.
Now when they can breathe.
So in Mali, there shouldn't be secrets at the end of the day.
Okay.
But what makes it difficult, if people do not communicate when spending money in whatever, this is where the problem is.
Yes, Bonile, going back again to your question, to say at times your mom knows more than your partner. I think we need to encourage transparency in our unions, marital unions. my apologies. We really need to encourage transparency, to say couples, please learn to communicate in a way that it will really make things even more easier for both of you. Try by all means, because communication, if it is not mastered or if it is not, you know, well taken care of, it really brings so many loopholes in the family. And one aspect is it is the same aspect that we are talking about, the aspect of, you know, the finances. And here what I see a different spending patterns. You know, if ever a partner, let's say, I will just give an example of a woman or a wife, has a, you know, habitual, you know, spending pattern, it creates a problem, because some of the things that which you spend money on, you are not communicating with your husband. And you know, we get surprised most of the time. You find a pair of shoes, you find things that which are never communicated, and also we are looking at the budget in the family, and because these are not communicated, we are getting surprised when we see things that which we don't know where they are coming from. And when you are being asked to say, but I see you bought a new television set, where did you get money? Because we were budgeting to pay the school fees and so on. Now it creates a problem. That's why sometimes couples will normally go to the mother or to the parents and, you know, say, this month I'm not going to be able to afford to do this and that. But the spouse, the husband, you know, for an example, does not know about, you know, the financial constraints. But I'm simply saying, let us try by all means to master communication.
Okay. We as women, we love spending. And so we grew up in a world where a woman is spoiled. So I want to know if that is how it's supposed to be. Because we were brought up in a world where men would work, bring the money, and we would spend it, right?
Yeah.
Whichever way. So long as credit card.
You know, it's not a problem if communication flows.
Okay.
If there are no secrets, it's not a problem.
Okay, but is it supposed to be like that? Because we, even when we get into relationships, you expect him to spoil you. You expect him to do certain things, you know, to take care of you. This is what we have been taught.
Yeah,
but is that...
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Okay.
But you can look back then in those generations.
Mm.
It has been like that in those generations. But with the present generation where you find a woman and the man are working, this has brought a big difference. And the common challenge is what Kwadi has already said. And you find others, they are tempted at the end of the day now to compete even with these very finances. You find a spouse, maybe, and as an example, the woman earns more than the man. And because the woman earns more than the man, now she doesn't want now to now open up. The man was right, putting the finance on the table to say, here's the money, how do we spend it? Now, this other partner now is working and is earning more. And she's not prepared now to say, here's the money, let's look at how we use it. So immediately when that happens, then it creates that problem now, because the man will feel now very
inferior
to the woman. And the woman too, if he's not careful, this is where the problem starts of communication. Now there's no more communication. Like, for instance, one example that I came across, you know, the woman come and suggest and say, let's do this kind of a thing in the house. And the husband says, can't we wait a bit?
Mm.
And this one says, what are we waiting for? Because I've got the money.
Mm.
You know, it's like, I'm informing you.
Yeah.
I don't want your input.
Opinion,
I don't want your opinion. Yeah. It's like I was telling you.
Mm. Mm.
So now, just because I have the money, your opinion doesn't count. I just want you to say yes.
Mm.
So it's a problem on its own. So that's why then I'm saying, for women to spend, if you look at the past generation, it was easy because men didn't mind those years.
Okay.
They knew that they must just spoil their wives. They must buy spoil.
You work hard.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the present circumstances that you find that some don't even work with one budget at the end of the day.
Okay.
It's all about sharing roles. To say a father will take care of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
I, as a woman, I'll take care of 1, 2.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
But the communication thereof, Sisibongile and the listeners, it's important.
Okay.
Then the woman, from what she gets, maybe her duties are more smaller than the man.
So
she can spend the money to spoil herself because she has it.
So Mfundisi, are you saying that the couples should disclose to each other?
Yes.
What is it that I the debts that I have?
Yes.
And then this is how much I can bring home.
That's it.
And then this is how we divide it from both angles.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That is called, you know, planning and budgeting.
Yes.
That's very much important. That is what is encouraged. Mm. In terms of your question to say, you know, women having to spoil themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let women spoil themselves.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they must.
And on that, Smonyile, I would add to say, do it responsibly.
That's okay. It.
Yes, do it responsibly.
All right.
And I mean, there is no man who wouldn't want, you know,
spoil his own.
Exactly.
Woman.
You know,
yeah.
So we are simply saying, spoil yourself.
Mm,
I mean, when I come from work and when I enter the house, I want to share, you know, the good things that which I come with my wife, with my family, and so on. In fact, you know me, Smonyile, I have got 2 cards. Ne?
Okay.
Yeah, from one a bank, and the other one is for my wife.
Okay.
And the other one is for myself.
Okay.
So that when she goes out, she doesn't have to call me and say, you know, money,
please,
you didn't send me. No, she has the card.
Okay.
Use the money. And I said, use the money, but use it
wisely.
Okay. That is the principle. And I don't even call her to say, but you spent so much and you didn't tell me and so on. After all, I gave her, you know, the signing powers in that account to say, you can use it.
Okay.
Use it wisely. So we are simply saying, let us sit down. Let's budget together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's plan to say monthly, this is the household income and this is what we need to do and so on.
All right, ladies, you've heard. We said we have to spend it. Let's take a break. We are coming back. I want to ask you a question. If couples should have what they call a joint account, is it a must as well? But let's take a break. And after the news, we'll be talking to you. I see you, boss lady. And I will be reading your messages very soon. And I see you. Is it General Didi? Hello to you, family. Thank you for joining us.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.